Zog the Mishnah daf lamedaladom et beis. Heviu le beis haparva. They brought the Kohen Gadol for the second tefillah to the beis haparva. And the beis haparva was b'kodesh hoysa. Even though we know that Gagan usually were not niskadesh, but since this was pesuach to dazor and it was leveled, it was flushed with dazor, it was shover, so it has a din of kodesh. Lafuki, the first tefillah was in beis hamayim, that was considered b'choil. So Avila beis haparva, the second tefillah was in beis haparva, b'kodesh hoysa. Post who sadin shel boots beinu lebeinu om. They separated him with a sadin of boots made out of linen, beinu lebeinu om. Kiddush yodav v'raglov u'poshat. He was mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, and then he was poshat, and then he removed his clothing. Man kiddush according to Tanit Kama took place while he was wearing the clothing. Rameo oimer poshat. First he removed his clothing, and then kiddush yodav v'raglov. That means after he poshat his clothing, that's when he's mekadesh yodav v'raglov. That means the machloikas is by the kiddush of the poshat. Is it while he was clothed, or is it after he removed his clothing? Yorad v'toval, when he went into the mikveh and he came up, all of a sudden he stopped, he dried himself off. Hevilo big deloven, they brought big deloven. Over here, everyone agrees that you were mekadesh after you wore the clothing already. Lovash v'kiddush yodav v'raglov. Over here, everyone agrees that it's even Ramei agrees that it's when you're clothed. The machlokes is the first kiddush, like the Gemara said on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The question is, what do you makish one to another? Chachomim say that you makish. The Ramea says that you makish the pshita to levisha, just like the visha you were loivish vachem mekadesh. So too the kiddush of pshita is pshita poishet vachem mekadesh. So you take it, do it when you remove your clothing. Rabbonin say you makish pshita levisha in another way, just like the visha is when you loivish mekadesh. So to pshita when you loivish mekadesh, that means you mekadesh before you poishet, and that's the machlekes the Gemara said over here. Is it relevant to this machlekes in the Mishnah? That's what the Gemara said early in the Flamed Aleph. Zok the Mishnah vayta b'shachar. In the morning, hoy lovish plusin shashnema samana, the plusin, which come from Mitzrayim, were worth 12 mana. Ben abayim, they were not as expensive. Hanaduyin, they came from the duyin, which is Neretz Kush. Shashmoyna meir is zuz, 800 zuz, which is 8 mana. Divre meya. Chachomayim, the numbers were different. Beshach hoy lovish shashmoyna samana in the morning was 18 mana. Uben abayim shashnema samana was 12 mana. But the point is, both agreed that the morning was more expensive. Hakoshloish mana, according to this chamashita, is 18 plus 12 is 30. So the Gemara says, Minyon also Lashminon. We'll see soon what's the cheshbon of 30. Elu Mishal Tzibur. The point is, the 30 money come from Tzibur. If he wants to be Moisiv himself to make it more expensive, he can do that. For the Bena, he can add on if he wants to make it, but it's Mishaloi. He can't be Mechayev and Matriach the Tzibur to get more than 30. Zok the Gemara Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph. My Parva. What does it mean they brought him the Beis HaParva? Zok the Gemara Omrav Yosef Parva Amgusha. Zog Rashi, Amgusha is a mechashev echod bono ushmoy parva. So Rashi learns that a mechashev actually built this lishka, the Beis HaParva. And the Tosfos has a kasha, how could it be that we have a lishka built by an Amgusha, by a mechashev? What's the pshat? So Tosfos Taka argues, Tosfos here says parva Amgusha, Pirush Baruch, Vizela Shoyne, Yesh Men HaChachom Shoyimim Ki Chofa Mechila Tachas HaKaka. This Amgusha built a tunnel, a Hamas tunnel under the karka, the Kodesh, in order to actually hear about his Kohen Gadol, because he was curious, he wanted to see about his Kohen Gadol. And they felt it, and they realized what's going on. Umatsu, and they found him. Then they built a Lishkal Shmoy. Not that he actually built a Lishka. You can't have a Lishka built by Namgusha. He built the tunnel. And he was curious, so they made a Lishkal Shmoy. So the stoop shot him. Either Lishkal Shmoy because Fakad, look at the Maila. He was so interested in knowing what's happening. So we're remembering Al Shmoy. What does it mean? Ishtoikus. What does it mean to remember? What does it mean to, we remind ourselves, what does it mean to have Ishtoikus for Ruchnius? So we call the Lishkal Shmoy. That's one pshat. Another pshat is Punk Fakad. They killed him after they found him over there because he did a terrible thing. He built his Mechila. And in order for people to remember to stay away and not to do such a terrible act, so they called the Lishkal Shmoy to remember, look at what happened to this Amgusha at the end that built this tunnel. His end was he was killed. So Mela, don't try to do such a stunt and try to build a tunnel to see what's happening by Kodesh. Zok Dugmala posts the Sadin Shal Boots. They had a Sadin made out of boots to separate for Tznius between the Kohen and the Om. My Shal Boots, why was it made out of linen? This is the sheet of Rav Kahana where he says it over here by the second tefillah that the begodim were from Lavan. So big the Lavan, so Mela, the separation was made from boots as a reminder. Now Tosfos Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis says, why did Rav Kahana say it by the second tefillah? It's applicable by the first tefillah too. Why didn't he say it by the first tefillah? Zok Tosfos. Then on the reish, on the first tefillah, he didn't have to spell it out. The pshita tzarech hakeirah shal yitev yilbash kol chas begodim. Of course you need a hekka that you shouldn't just put on our big day zov and not put on big day lovon. So of course you had this, it's possible you needed this hekka. You don't have to spell it out. Kadesh yakir. Mashengen in the sefer where you push a big day zov and you put on big day lovon. So in meila salcha daitach zok Tosfos. Then you don't need a hekka because you're not going to make a mistake. Because you're putting on big the lovin, of course you're going to, that's what you're doing, you're taking off Zov to put on lovin. Komashlon, over here, have kind of spelled it out. Dente says another teretz, v'oitzach daitach, came in the kvapir, so pa'machasadin, since he did it by the first tefillah, made out of boots, kadesh yakir, so mele you don't need another reminder. Sagi ba'olchi. You have to make it a second time. You have to do the chiddush even now that you did already first reminder, you have to do by the second tefillah too. Zok the Mishnah Melech that you don't have to have it tefillahs after the second. You don't have to do this again, this reminder of boots by the third and by the fourth tefillah. Zok the Gemara b'shachar yolovish plusin shal shmoy nosamana. The morning one were made from shmoy nosamana, and the afternoon were made from 12. Cheaper. Zok the Gemara b'tonim in yonos lashminon. It says in the Mishnah that together it's 30. You need to tell me that 12 plus 18 to 30. Push it. Zok the Gemara komashalon. It's coming to tell me the botsim mahani loy navid. Meaning less than 30 it can't be. It has to be 30. Ha. So Rashi learns, if you want to make the Shachis one less than 18, and you want to make the afternoon one Arvis more than 12, you want to make 17 in the morning and 13 in the afternoon, less lambo, as long as you have a number of 30. Others learn that no, it doesn't mean you can make the Shachis less. Shachis has to be 18, it has to be a shlish more. If you want to make the Shachis even more and make the afternoon less, that you can do as long as it's a shlish more. You want to make the Shachis 19 and the afternoon 11 instead of 12, that you can do. But not the Pshat, you can make the Shachis less. Because the Maisa, even according to Rashi, make it less, but it can't be less than the afternoon. Because that's what Gemara fears always. Zok the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Mia is the Shachah Adifa. The Shachah has to be Adifa. So according to the other Rishonim that learn that you're never able to go Shachas less, only the afternoon less, so it's for sure Adifa. Even according to Rashi that you're going less than 18, but it can't be that Shachas is less than afternoon. So the Kuli Alma Mia Shachas Adifa. Menolan, what's stuck in the Makar? Zok Demar Omer Rav Huna, B'reid Rav Eloi, Omer Kro, Bad, Mufcha Bebad. It says four times bad by the big day loving that you wear in the morning. The pasuk says, "Ksoin is bad kodesh yilbash, u'michnas is bad yal b'sorei, va'avneid bad yachkor, u'metzef is bad yitznoif." Big day kodeshem. So we see it says four times bad. The four bads is telling me that the shachas is mufcha bebad. Now Tosis over here learns, "Zak Tosis on the bottom nigali chad legufe. One is a gufe that has to be big day bad. The chad bad loshen levad. Bad is a loshen of levad, meaning without big day zov. Shein loy v'shemayim big day zov. Kedech shoyitz kol yom yisashana." Ubat Shlishi, the third bad is to tell me, Yoisa toy mi bat shashayim ha'son, it's better than the whole year. V'revi eloimar, shetoy mi shalav, it's better than the afternoon one. Inami bat Shlishi, revi midrash ochi, bad amufcha shebebad. So the revi and the Shlishi is to tell me, bad is mufcha shebebad. Akaponim, that's a limit of the four bads. The Avudram says that there's another bad that it says when he took out the kafa machta. That's the fifth time. So it's really five times bad in the Torah. What is the five times bad telling me? That it has to be shloishim. Why? Because beis and dalet is gematria six. So five times it says the gematria of six, five times six is 30. So that's we know that it can't be less than 30. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, and the Gemara continues, Lam Helmet Beis, Meisvei.